Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Popper from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. The Giants travel to Carolina this week to take on the Panthers. We've got a great show lined up for you. We'll look back at Bill Parcells' career with the Giants, as well as Prince Amukamara going to his sister's wedding. But to get things started, it's time for Sights and Sounds, brought to you by Verizon of the Giants and Broncos.
We to put our hands on this ball, they're going to feel us today, man. Enforce our will on them, and let's get six each and every time. You hear me?
It's a blessing to be back in Big Blue. It's a blessing to wear that NY. Ain't nothing like it. Nothing like it.
Hey, G-Man on three. He'll be hit.
One, two, three, G-Man.
Audibleizes at the line. Got ball in the backfield with him. Now goes shotgun. Now goes back under center. Handoff ball, runs right, fumbles the ball, recovered by Mundy, and the Giants have it in the end zone for a touchback.
Work. That's the way to compete, baby. I love your competitiveness, baby. Nice job, Blue. That's the way to work.
Wilson the tailback, Heinoski the fullback, Cruz in motion from left to right. Manning over center, play fake, he's going to throw. Has time, deep ball over the middle, looking for Victor Cruz, makes the catch at the 40, to the 30, and tackled at the 29-yard line. Snap is clean, kick on its way, plenty of leg, and it is good. Decker split right. They flip it off to Moreno, running right against the corner. Moreno to the 10, to the 5, and he dives in. Is he in? Touchdown.
And when we get that movement in the backfield, we still got to be communicating.
Hey, we got to start showing a little bit more. Yeah. You know what I mean? We got to start playing with him.
Okay. I'm telling you, they're going to get, if they can't run the ball, you'll get frustrated. Keep stopping the run. We'll get home.
Strong formation to the right. Now the tight end comes in motion back to the right. Manning handoff Jacobs. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Giants. Over center this time. It takes the snap. Play fake. He's back to throw. Fires one left. Completes it. The ball's fumbled. Picked up by the Giants and then picked up by the Broncos. No Sean Moreno with the recovery. So Manning versus Manning for a third time ends in favor of Peyton as the two brothers shake hands in the middle of the field.
That's Sights and Sounds brought to you by Verizon. Now, halftime was a special day at MetLife Stadium last week. We'll tell you about it after this. Giants fans, enter now for your chance to win a Giants wrapped Toyota Tacoma at GiantsTruck.com. We're back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Last week at halftime of the Giants-Broncos game, Bill Parcells was presented his Hall of Fame ring. Here's a look back at the career of Tunez, head coach of the Big Blue.
In 1983, the New York Giants hired Bill Parcells to be their new head coach. Parcells was the team's defensive coordinator in 1981 and 1982 and had redesigned the Big Blue defense to match his own tough, aggressive style.
We were changing philosophies to a three-man line, and of course we got Lawrence and Jim Burt and several other guys that year. And there were a period of about 2 or 3 years there where you put that defensive front up there and they couldn't block any of them. And that's a pretty secure feeling as a coach to have a defense up there where they couldn't block any of them.
From the beginning, it was clear that Parcells' fiery coaching style would take some getting used to.
Fortunately, I had a good support system there with the Giants, and the whole organization got behind me, and I probably wasn't too easy to get behind in those days.
So Some of these guys got to get their head out of their ass around here.
A little bit mercurial, a little bit brusque would be the word.
What the f*** are you doing standing 10 yards in the backfield? Get up on the line. Don't you know how much time's on the clock?
And I was probably pushing the envelope harder than I should have, more determined than I ever was. Fortunately, things fell in place, and we started winning pretty regularly.
In eight seasons as Giants head coach, Parcells compiled a record of 85-52-1, while winning three division titles and two Super Bowls, turning the once struggling franchise back into winners. And in 2013, he was elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Presenting Bill Parcells for enshrinement into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, George Martin.
Bill changed the face of pro football from this standpoint. He made pro football players students of the game. Up until that point, it had just been X's and O's, and it was a physical game. He showed us the mental, the intelligence of it.
Hey, fellas, this is what you work all offseason for. This is why you lift all them weights. This is why you do all that.
He challenged us, and he made us a team. And we were a team, and we were his guys.
I had the exact right kind of players, understood my personality, bought into the program at the absolute most critical time in my career.
That's a good catch, Mark. Big play, son. That's the way to go. Hey, those guys are going to beat you around. You got to learn to beat their hands off you. You know what I mean?
I understood him right away. I loved him, you know, right from the get-go. You know, to me, he was a pretty easy guy to understand. You know, do your work. You know, keep your mouth shut. Don't self-aggrandize. That's the kind of guy I want to play for. You know, I don't think I would have played as hard for anyone else. I know I wouldn't have.
Phil, look, when we call the wide cat, that's who we're trying to throw to.
Don't
be too inventive, okay?
Okay, they took him. They're covering him.
I know. I saw
him. Okay, they're just going over
him the last time.
Yeah, yeah. Just, all right, I see what I'm doing.
In my career, the guy that kind of changed my mindset was Bill Parcells. There's no question. Just the way he talked to me and made it really personal and really kind of let me know that, look, we're going to win or lose because how you play. Let's go. And it made me feel great.
All right, we got to get something going here. Now,
damn, no. Go.
If that ever was a motivator, somebody that can look at talent and say, this guy going to be special, this guy can do something, that's what he was. And that's the difference between being a great coach and just being a coach.
I learned a lot from the way Bill handled the team, from the way Bill handled all the different types of games, the big games, the games where we were the favorite, the games where we were the underdog, the games where we were, you know, on the road. And Bill was very good in that he would bring me into his office and say, look, here's something that I'm dealing with, here's a situation. And that helped enlighten me to things that I would eventually deal with, you know, as a head coach.
In addition to the victories earned on the football field, Parcells also won the love and respect of his players.
He's a guy that taught you what, in the terms of football, what family is about, what fighting for one another and caring for each other is about, because we forged friendships in that locker room that, you know, still exists to this day.
The rest of your life, man, nobody can ever tell you that you couldn't do it, because you did it. I had a good support system, a good front office, tremendous ownership. Guy couldn't ask for any more.
Giants fans, now let's welcome the newest Giant Hall of Famer, Jersey's own Bill Parcells.
Thank you. Best thing about all this is that it happens in the shadow of my hometown, and it happens with the team that I used to root for as a young man. Like the late Wellington Mara used to say, once a Giant, always a Giant.
Bill Parcells' football life has clearly come full circle. When we come back, we'll tell you about the 10 things you need to know about the Giants and Panthers as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. On Sunday, it's the Giants and Panthers in Carolina. So here are 10 things you need to know about the Giants and Panthers.
Here are 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Panthers rivalry.
10.
The amount of receptions North Carolina native Akiem Nicks has against the Panthers in two career games. Nicks missed last season's matchup in his home state due to injury, but had three touchdowns in his previous game against Carolina in 2010.
9.
The amount of touchdowns Eli Manning has thrown against the Panthers in six meetings, including the postseason. Manning is 4-2 against Carolina, completing 120 of 186 passes for 1,313 yards with 9 touchdowns and 8 interceptions.
8.
The number of seasons linebacker Chase Blackburn, the Giants' leading tackler last year, spent with the Giants before signing with Carolina in 2013. He wasn't the only player administrator to move from New York to Carolina this year.
7.
The number of meetings between the two franchises in the regular season. The Giants lead the series 4-3, but lost their only playoff matchup 23-0 in the wildcard round of 2005.
6.
The amount of yards and rushes the Giants held Carolina quarterback Cam Newton to in week 3 of last season. Newton ran for 71 yards the previous week and 86 yards the following game, en route to his second straight season of more than 700 yards rushing.
5.
The Giants put up their fifth-best rushing total, 301 yards, in franchise history against the Panthers on December 21, 2008. The 34-28 overtime triumph in Giants Stadium clinched home field advantage for the Giants throughout the NFC playoffs.
4.
The Giants have turned the ball over at least four times in four regular season games against the Panthers, 17 total, though they did not turn the ball over once against them last year.
3.
The amount of interceptions thrown by Cam Newton last season against the Giants coming at the hands of three different defenders: safety Stevie Brown, cornerback Jaron Hosley, and former Giant linebacker Michael Boley, each picked off the quarterback in New York's 36-7 win.
As Newton calls out signals in a shotgun set, he's got five receivers. He's back to throw. Steps in the pocket, over the middle, intercepted. Threw it right to Michael Boley, who gets his third pick of the year. And he gets tackled at the Panthers' 48.
2.
The amount of seasons it took the 1995 expansion teams, the Carolina Panthers and Jacksonville Jaguars, to make the playoffs. Tom Coughlin took the upstart Jaguars to the AFC Championship game in 1996, the same year the Panthers fell in their conference title game.
1.
Sunday will pit two former number one overall draft selections against each other at the quarterback position. Eli Manning was the top pick of the 2004 NFL draft out of Ole Miss. 7 years before, Cam Newton was chosen first by the Carolina Panthers out of Auburn.
10 things about the Giants and Panthers. Number 11, we're going to change the tempo of the show a little bit with Sideline Jam. That's this week's edition of Sideline Jam. When we come back, we'll tell you about Prince Amukamara and his journey to his sister's wedding.
This is an important message for all Giants fans attending the games at MetLife Stadium. In an effort to enhance public safety, a new NFL bag policy will be implemented this season. Guests are welcome to carry in clear bags, 12 inches by 6 by 12, or small purses and handbags that are 4.5 by 6.5 inches or less in size. Any non-clear bag exceeding the size limit, including camera or binocular cases, will not be permitted.
The Giants appreciate your assistance and cooperation with the following policies. For more information, go to Giants.com. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Prince Amukamara is in his third year with the New York Football Giants, but in the offseason, he had a chance to have a little fun, traveling a long way for his sister's wedding.
My name is Prince Amukamara. I'm the cornerback for the New York Giants.
Intercepted by Prince Amukamara, the rookie!
I'm getting ready to take off to Nigeria. The purpose is for my sister's wedding, and I haven't been back in 10 years. So it should be an exciting trip, and thank you guys for following along on this journey.
After an 11-hour cross-continental flight from New York to Africa, Prince found himself in his homeland of Nigeria, where it was time to go visit with family in preparation for the big wedding.
Most of my mom's and dad's original immediate family is in Nigeria. So, I mean, just seeing them and just seeing how they interact with them is just great. And just playing with the kids that live in our village, I think that is pretty awesome.
Woo! Interception!
You see the NY shirt? Repping.
This is the crib right here. Walking to the crib. It's Pops. Okay.
Hi, NFL players. This is Prince's sister. Yes, I'm the one getting married. I'm the one doing the traditional wedding.
On our way to the wedding, got Big Damo, my boy Edward, my dad's security guard, okay, Osta, the groom.
And then your choice, Sam. How could that be?
What's that? Mom, you see me right here? You know, got the right bow tie for the occasion.
My oldest sister, Princess, was getting married. And in our culture, you have two weddings. So she had, I think what they call like an American wedding, like which is like in the church. And then we had a traditional wedding, which is back in our village with all our traditional garb. And that was fun. We have a lot of different rituals or just cultural activities that we do within the wedding. So one of them was my sister would come out and she has like a couple of like dancers dancing out in front of her. And that's like the introduction, like we're bringing out the bride. And I think just the dancing, I think that's just really huge in our culture. There's one called like the money dance. That's just how like they help just get their money for whatever they need. And she was just dancing and everyone was just spraying money on her. The favorite part of the whole trip, just seeing people that you haven't seen in over a decade, is just great.
Now it's time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective, brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Crossroads game for the Big Blue, traveling to Carolina tomorrow to take on the Panthers. The Giants come into this game at 0-2. Carolina's desperate, they're 0-2, but the Giants can't worry about that component. Here's some things that they can draw upon as they get ready to go to Carolina. I know every year is different in the National Football League. Every year the teams are different. But there's enough guys in this locker room that made the trip to Carolina last year on a short week in beating the Carolina Panthers. Some of the principles, some of the techniques, some of the assignments are going to remain the same. You know what you're getting in quarterback Cam Newton. You know what you're going to get in running back D'Angelo Williams and the explosive play of Steve Smith. You know, in pro sports, confidence is everything. It breeds success. And the Giants know that they had a good plan, and they played in such a manner that they can go down to Carolina and take care of business. But this is really about taking it snap for snap. I know it sounds like a cliche, but it really is one play at a time. You can't erase what went wrong in the first 2 weeks of the season, but you can rebuild your season with each and every play. And if the Giants stay consistent, they'll get that first win of the year. That's my perspective. Make sure you join us each and every week here on My9 for Giants Access Blue. And make sure you follow the Giants on Giants.com or on Facebook.com/New York Giants and, of course, on Twitter at Giants. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next Saturday night here on My9 for another edition of Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota.
This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. Giants Access Blue's restaurant of choice is Ben & Jack's Steakhouse. Visit their convenient location in Manhattan at 28th and 5th Avenue. From the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood, Ben & Jack's will surpass your expectations of a steakhouse. Visit MetLifeCentral.com for a chance to win amazing Giants experiences. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited.